your soulish sight and can be infiltrated by a demonic sight, and it can be infiltrated by a God sight. Case in point is that if I tell you to give me directions to go down to the mall down there, what will happen? You will start visualizing the way there. And once you start visualizing the way there, you will instruct me based on the vision that you have to go there. Now, some of you might tell me to go straight up down this way, Ann Arbor Trail, turn down Wayne, go down this way and turn left. Some of you might say go down Merriman and turn up this way, down the Warren, and you'll hit them all right there. But anyway, what it is, you'll see the path before you speak it. Are you listening to me? Please listen to me because this will change your life. I'm telling you right now, it will change your life. Because what we find is, and what I found out is that your faith mixed with your imagination makes the thing possible. How many know Graham Bell? He made the telephone. How many got cell phones? How many got cell phones? I know y'all got cell phones. Y'all got hands on that. I ain't got no cell phone. Y'all know y'all got a cell phone. Everybody got a cell phone. And what we don't realize is that you fulfill a vision by a man that didn't even see a cell phone. But he prophesied that one day everybody will be carrying down communication, will be carrying a phone around across the world. And today it has come to pass. Why? He saw the vision of it. He created a foundation of it, and somebody built on that vision. Until now, we see the prophetic voice that he's spoken regarding the phone in your pocket.
That's right.
Everything that is made was made from an image, made from an imagination. Somebody had an imagination, and somebody, even the seats that you're sitting in, somebody had an imagination that it should be like this. And guess what they did? They probably went one of these numbers. Give me one of these chairs. They probably, before they even sat down, I don't know when chairs were made or benches were made, I don't know who all made them, but somebody had an imagination on them. And what they did was, they had it formed in their mind, I need a place to sit because I had something that was needed. Because I'm tired of sitting on the rocks. I'm tired of sitting on the grass. I want some place comfortable to sit because there probably was a problem with their backside. And so what they did was, they imagined in their mind them sitting down like this and being comfortable, but nothing was there. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So everything that you see, somebody had an imagination about the car engine. Somebody had an imagination about peanut butter. Somebody had an imagination about what it is, how these fans should operate. So electricity had been around for trillions and trillions of years, even before the earth was made, but somebody had an idea, let me capture it.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? Let me capture it some kind of way, because if I can get that light to stay on, now listen how this looks. This somebody's looking in the sky, and as the lightning bolts going, it lights the sky up. But inside of their house, they had a candle that they have to keep buying candles and keep buying candlesticks and keep getting a fire. Somebody said, if I can just keep that light on. And they looked in the sky, and they saw the lightning bolt. And as the lightning bolt flashed, they said, if I can just capture that lightning and bring that light here, I can keep buying. Stop buying those candles. And so what somebody did had an imagination to put a key inside of a kite, bring it up by his lightning, and see if it could hit it. And when it hit it, it lit it up. And all of a sudden, an ideal came. An imagination. Everybody got it? I'm a believer that everything is possible. I don't know about you, but I believe everything is possible. When I look at things, I can, in my mind, I can come to and say, we can do this, 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 and this. When they took the test, they said that I have a creative mind. That means that I can think about stuff, and I can always say, everything is possible. Even though some people say, no, that's not possible. Yes, it is possible. Because everything is possible to them that believe. You just got to have the right source to pull it from, to get it from, so that you can perform it. Are you understand what I'm saying? So look at the image that you have. Now turn to Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 1. It's, all this is very familiar, but there's revelation in it. And let me, while you're turning there, let me read something to you. There's only two ways a human can see, and that is through his physical sight or through his imagination or his soulish sight, or if you want to call it spiritual sight, or the unseen. Because if you close your eyes, how many can see pictures? Close your eyes right now and I say apple, you can see the apple. Based on what you see, you can see green, red, based on what your likes or dislikes are, you can see this. If I say peach, all of a sudden a peach come up in your mind. Whenever I proclaim a word to you, something will pop up in your mind. So if I said Jesus to you, what pops up? Think about it. Because most times when we say Jesus, ain't nothing popping up. Because we don't have a clear image of him. Are you understanding what I'm saying? I don't know if you got that. We don't really have a clear image of him, and as a result of us not having a clear image of him, how can you see him as your redeemer if you don't have a clear image of who he is? You got to have a clear image of who he is. Because if you don't see a clear image of who he is, how do you know he's a healer? How do you know that he's a deliverer? How do you know that he's a provider? Hallelujah. Courtney found out that he is a deliverer. Hey, listen to what I'm saying. You need to understand that. We need to understand that. We need to understand how you view things in the internal is how you're going to see things in the external.
Yes.
All right, listen. Now, this is where, let me see. Without imagination, man would be completely limited. We'll be virtual robots. And that's what the enemy has done, has made us robots. And listen, see, if I can see it in my mind, then it's, listen to what I say carefully, it's a possibility to bring it to pass.
Amen.
But I have to do something in order to bring it to pass because I have to be able to see it and I have to begin to walk in that way so that it will be performed. And I'll show you that in a minute. If I don't have imaginations, then what I would have to do is I have to become a copycat. Because whatever you show me, that's what I do. So if I don't have a right image, then I become a robot of whatever I see. Everybody understand what I'm saying? All right. Now, listen to this. The only way a human can see the past or the future unaided is through their imaginations. Memory uses the imagination. Much of our thinking, whether planned or jumped to conclusion, involved our imagination. Faith and fear operates in the realm of imagination. Everybody understand that? Faith and fear operates in the realm of imagination. So whatever you imagine based on your fears, that's what you will receive. Whatever you see from your faith in God, that's what you will get. Now listen, one of the ways in which we see this, but let's go to Hebrews first. Let's read this first. So you understand what I'm saying. And please go back, check me out, make sure I'm in the word. But I'm going to read verse 3 first. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were made, were not made of things which do appear. Which means it was the unseen that caused it to be seen. The foundation of everything that you see comes from the unseen. Everybody understand what I'm saying? All right. Your body is made from the unseen. Matter of fact, they can track your body down of how your body is composed to sound molecules, little flexible sound molecules, and those sound molecules, how they're flexing actually assembles you together. which is validated through the word of God. For through the word of God, he blew his breath in you and you became a living what? Soul. The world was created by his word. The word, you cannot see the words I'm speaking. If I say that God is a healer, you cannot see based on my words. You have to begin to imagine it. See it with your spiritual eyes that he is a healer based on the words I speak through your faith. Now notice what it says in verse number 1. Now faith is the substance of things what? Hoped for. And the evidence of things what? Not seen. Y'all not getting it. I know it might be a little slow, but you got to see what I'm saying. You got to be able to see something. You got to be able to do it. It says, now faith is.
Yes.
Now faith is.
Yes.
Now, right now, right now. The unseen is right now. Right now is where the unseen is. Right now is where the unseen is. Right now, God is sitting there. His word is out there, but you don't see it, but it is alive. It is alive right now, ready
yes.
for somebody to assemble it together within their hearts.
Hallelujah.
Are you listening to what I'm saying? Now faith is a substance of things hoped for. So right now we have a vision of something that is sure and unmoved. God saved you, didn't he?
Amen.
That is sure and unmoved, right? You believe that, right?
Yes.
Y'all kind of low on that one. You believe that you're saved, right? I mean, you don't just believe just because of the fact that you said, Jesus, you're my Savior, and you're my Lord and my Savior. That was just all that you had to do. There was something that had to take place within your heart in order for it to move into the reality of I know it.
Yes.
Hey, listen to what I'm saying.
Yes.
The thing about it, the scripture says this, and it's so true. It is so, so true. The children of darkness is... They are more knowledgeable, they have more wisdom than the children of light.
That's right.
I mean, when they think of a thing, they just go ahead and do it.
That's right.
They go ahead and get it in their minds. I mean, we wouldn't have iPads, those phones that you wouldn't have. If you wouldn't have that if you did not understand that somebody had to have come up with the ideal.
Right.
Come up with the image. They had to come up with how it should look and what it should operate like and what the functions are and how it should be and how it should function when it's in your hand. And we're real receptive to all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Somebody come up with an invention tomorrow because, you know, right now they're working on holograms.
That's right.
Right now, holograms. And for those of you that are technical buffs, they're going to have it so that you just put these little dime-like things right on the top of your dresser and table and all that kind of stuff. And you hit the button and I'll come. And you'll be able to look at it in 3D right before your eyes. Somebody came up with that idea.
Yes.
Matter of fact, you know, and some of you already know, that they brought back Tupac back to life.
Right.
Was it Tupac? Tupac, and they were trying to bring Michael Jackson back. I don't know if they did or not, but they were trying to bring him back through a hologram. That you can see the image. Don't you know that those are marketing schemes that's about to come onto market to get you to understand that technology is moving? So they get, and so we're like robots. We follow the trends and we see that trend and we'll follow after it because that's what we see because we don't have any ideals ourselves. And that's where the enemy has infiltrated the church. The enemy has infiltrated the church to think that we have no ideals. It's all about just clapping your hands and slapping your hands and doing this and doing that. But no, we're kingdom people. We have ideals. Matter of fact, the Bible says that he will give us witty ideals. Matter of fact, he says he will give us witty ideals to bring wealth. He said he will give us ideals to tear down the kingdoms of darkness and raise up the kingdom of light. Because you got to be able to be receptive to the image.
Yes, yes.
Faith is a substance of things hoped for in the evidence of man. You can't see it, but you sure know it's operating. you sure know it's operating. How do you know it's operating? Let's go to St. John chapter number 16.
Alright.
How many got the Holy Ghost? How many got the Holy Ghost? I don't really know if people got the Holy Ghost. Because if you got the Holy Ghost, you got a view.
Yes,
you got the view, and you got a connection with the internal. to bring it into eternity. You got the connection with the things that is that seem to be impossible to be made possible because you're connected with Him. I mean, if God created all things, but quite naturally, if you're connected with Him, then you should be able to say something, something should come to pass. And somebody said, I don't know. And you know, and I'm coming to the conclusion, you know what? We have lost our imaginations. We have lost our thinking pattern. We have lost it, and we have replaced it with a different imagination. And how many of you, it's so unfortunate that we can send our kids to school and they will feed them false imaginations, and our children will build up on that false imagination, and they will come in and do Harry Potter and do spells and mimic after them and do all that kind of stuff. But when it comes down to the kingdom, we don't share anything with them.
That's right.
Now listen, your mind is the breeding ground for miracles.
Yes.
That's why the enemy is coming against your mind.
That's right.
That's why the enemy is always about the way you think.
That's right.
Because in your mind is the connection between the invisible and the visible.
Yes.
Gotta get that. I gotta get that. Your mind is the seeding ground for God to create something to happen in the natural. That's why He says of Abraham, Abraham, look at the stars in the sky. Abraham looked at the stars in the sky. And when he looked at the stars in the sky, he said, see what you have, your seed shall be like that. But when he looked back down in the natural, he says, I have no seed. Yeah, get that. Look at the sand on the shore. Your seed will be like that, Abraham. He saw that vision and God, because God gave it to him, and he says, yes, I see that. But then he looked back in the natural world and he said, I don't have a seed. He looked in the spiritual.
Yes.
He sees the seed. He looks in the natural. He doesn't have the seed. Are you listening to what I'm saying? He sees it. And then God tells him that, guess what? Your name will be great among all the earth. And he's looking in there. He said, nobody don't know me. He said, everybody in the earth will be blessed by you. He looks back into the natural and ain't nothing going on.
Yes, yes.
Matter of fact, he don't even have a dime, really.
Yes.
He don't have anything. When God first talked to him, he didn't have anything. God called him out and said, come out and come to a land that you know not of. And the scripture says that he began to walk out by what the vision that God gave him, go away from them. And he walked out and he didn't even know where he was going. All he knew that he saw something.
Yes.
Now listen, this gets really, really, really bad. I mean, God is really something. Amen. Now, notice what it says in here, and then I'm going to jump back to Hebrews. But listen to this. If you have the Holy Spirit, how many have the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth has come, He will guide you into all truth. That means all stability, all righteousness. Whatever God says is what He says, and He will not take it back.
Yes, yes.
God is God, and beside Him there is no other. His word is steadfast, unmovable, is always abounding to those that will receive it. His word has went out, it shall not come back void, but as the rain hits the ground and bring forth fruit, so shall my word be. It shall go forth, it shall accomplish where I have sent it, and when it comes back, it will testify it's accomplished.
Yes, yes.
That's what His word will do. But you got to be able to see that His word is able to do that. Now listen, listen. It says, how be when the Spirit of truth will come, He will guide you in all truth, for He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak. And He will show you things to come. And that tells you right now that whatever word has been spoken to the Holy Spirit in your life, not only will it be spoken to you, but that word will be shown to you in an image. He will show it to you.
Mm-hmm.
See, I didn't get excited about that. I didn't think about that. I don't know about that. Think about it. Why is it that we get always mixed up? I mean, we can see things in the world all day. Just think about it. They're coming out with a new phone for the iPad. A new phone from Apple, an iPad 6, and all of a sudden we start imagining, oh, I wonder if it's going to have a big screen, and da-da-da-da-da-da, and da-da-da-da. We start going through all the things and all the gadgetry that we want to see on it. I wonder how it's going to work. We get that image in our mind that it's coming out new, but when God says that you are the head and not the tail, then we sit back and say, what is that talking about? Come back and say, what? I don't really believe that. How can that be? Because when I look what God is saying, that's what God says, but when I look in this realm, I don't see
it. Right. That's right.
And the wicked folk, because they walk in that third dimension, they can bring it to pass. See, I'm going too fast. There's four dimensions. One, two, three works in this realm. The fourth dimension is God's realm. When you go into the fourth dimension, God can bring everything that you desire and everything you see the path, because you're not operating in any of these dimensions. You're operating in God's dimension.
Yes.
That's why when people, when you talk about the healing power of God, people go, they make statements like this. Well, I don't know if it's God's will for you, for me, to be healed. And I know I probably get in trouble with this, but I don't care. And God is saying, wait a minute. My word says, I paid the price. 2,000 years ago, by his stripes, you are healed. Yeah, right? Is that what it says? God is not a respected person, so why would he put sickness on you and take it away from you, and he is no respected person? If he healed you, he can surely heal you. But what it's about is, how do you see it? Do you see that he is a healer in your life?
Yes.
And what has happened is that the tares and the wheat have grown up, and the tares have outgrew the wheat. Because we've been feeding the report of the doctors instead of repeating the report of the Lord. We believe what the doctor says, because the doctor has a report and it's in this realm, and we can see it, feel it, and we can say, oh yes, this is what's happening over here. But God doesn't go by those reports, because he lives in the fourth dimension, and his report does not subject itself to this dimension. His report is over this dimension. He has a higher report. His report is true. His report is right. His report is correct. His report is always right. And all you need to do is believe the report of the Lord. By his stripes, I paid the price. And all you got to do is see it, and you can receive it.
That's him.
Because you see it. But people don't see it.
All right.
And so they come up with all kinds of excuses to validate their unbelief. Anybody saying nothing? We come up with all kinds of stuff to validate our unbelief. Well, it's not God's will. You see, this is where the problem is in the church. We in the church don't want to do anything. Jesus got to do it all. I want Jesus to come down. I want him to set me up to get healed. I want him to make me live right. I want him to do this. I really wish it was right. I really wish that it was right that way. But it's not that way. We have a responsibility, because we are saved by the blood of Jesus. And because we are in this earth, he gave us this earth to conquer this earth, to bring it back and make every kingdom that is in this world the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. That means every kingdom has got to be conquered. Every demonic place has got to come down. Every high place that does not worship God has got to fall to the ground. Every imaginary mountain that does not praise the God of heaven has got to come down. Everyone that does not bow their knee to the Lordship of Jesus has got to go. You got to be able to trust in God and trust in him. And let me just go to Hebrews real quick, because this brings about some changes, because maybe it'll get your faith kicking on. See, when I come into the house of God, I don't come in here looking at you. I love to see all of you. I mean, you dress nice, you look nice. But when I come in here, I come into a corporate gathering to stand in all of the King of Glory, because he is real to me. I don't know about you, but he is real to me. You got to be only, because I saw the King of Glory. He was high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. And when I saw him, my life changed forever.
Hallelujah.
People don't want to see the King of Glory, because when you see the King of Glory, you got to look at yourself, because you can't have the right vision unless you see him.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Too many false Jesus around. Everybody wants to be Jesus themselves. There's only one King. There's only one Lord. And He is Lord of all. He is Lord in the mountain. He is Lord in the valley. He is Lord on the sea. He is Lord in the space. He is Lord over my life. And you got to make Him so.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless Him. Bless Him, bless Him, hallelujah.
Listen, this is these are old sayings. These are things that just are just standard Christian belief. And the scripture says that we are still sucking on milk. We still got bottles in our mouths. Feed me, feed me. We still got candy gospel. Won't He do it? We're preaching like that, the candy gospel. And that's good because when you're a baby, you need that stuff. You need that stuff. But you got to grow up. Get the thumb out of your mouth and grow up and begin to know that my God lives. In Him I live, I move, and have my being. I don't have to look at an image that I can't live right. I can live right. Because when I see Him, I see the image of the lovely King.
Yes, Lord.
See, the problem is that most people are not looking at the right image. We're always down. Oh, I'm just making it. The devil's on my track. Well, that's the first problem. You keep talking about the devil. Leave him out of your conversation. Don't let him in on the conversation. Let you see the King of glory, the righteous Jesus. Let you see the King that is lifted up high. Let you see the one that stilled the water. Let him see the one that calmed the sea. Let you see the one that hung up on the cross and went down to the grave and took the victory, took hell, death, hell, the keys of death, hell, and the grave, rose again and said, all power in heaven and earth is in my hand. And then he said, I give it to you to do my ministry, because I'm going and I'm going to be your intercessor. I'm going to send back you the Comforter, and when you got the Comforter, He shall reprove, He shall rebuke, He shall empower you to go out and be a tangible witness that He exists. And not only will He exist, He'll break the chains of everybody that's chained up. He'll open the prison door to everybody that's in prison. He'll heal the sick. He'll open the eyes of the blind. He'll raise the dead. He'll do it all because He is King and Lord of all.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes. I mean, overall.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Glory to your name. These men that we have in Hebrews chapter number 11, and they just astonished me. As I was reading this yesterday, I was just like, I was just overwhelmed. You know why I was overwhelmed? They did not have a Bible.
That's right.
They did not have a Bible. All they had was their hearing and their imagination.
Yes.
Lord Jesus.
Lord have mercy. Woo, Lord.
But without faith, now listen, faith and your imagination work together. Now notice what it says. Now I want you to look at this and look at this real good. But without faith, it's impossible to please Him. So if you don't have faith, you're not pleasing God. That's just bottom line. You can theologize it all you want. You can just, you know, say, but that's not me, and I don't believe in this, and I don't believe that. You can do all that stuff all day long, and it won't make one bit of difference. Won't count a hill of beans. Whether you believe or you don't believe, that's just the bottom line. We make things so complicated. We put all this gloomy, gassy, gray stuff inside of between the word. Either you believe God or you don't believe God. That's all there is to it.
And we need,
as believers, need to challenge our faith. Because guess what's going on? We got too much sickness in the church.
Right.
We got too many people that's in property in the church. We got too many lives that's turned up upside down because of what the world is doing. We got too much that stuff going on. And we got too many of us are being affected by what the enemy is doing and letting the enemy in, open the door. Come in, enemy. Just rule my household. I'm just going to sit back, let you do anything you want to do, and I'm just going to cry to the Lord and say, Lord, help me. And the Lord is saying, what do you mean? I gave you the power. You got the power of the Holy Ghost. You will tread over serpents. You will cast out demons. He tells you what you're supposed to do. Then get up off of your lazy self. Go in your house and claim your house back. Tell the enemy that he will not take my house. He won't take my children. I'm going into warfare. And when I go into warfare, you better leave, because when I'm finished with you, you're going to be messed up in your work.
Yes, hallelujah.
This is what I'm saying.
Lord.
Too many of us got so many in. We let the devil just roll over us. And we got this little patty praise. I come to God's house. I'm so affected by my problem. I cannot see him at all. See, when I come in the house, I said, I got to be real careful not to let some folk affect me. Because some people will just drag you down. They will drag you out, drag you all the way down. And then you got this big load on your back. And then when you come in, you lift your hands up and you're hearing the voices of the adversary in the background. And you and I need to understand that no more voices. No more voices. I'm only going to hear the voice of God. I'm only going to praise him because he's worthy. I don't care if he's ever done nothing else for me. I'm alive. I'm saved. I'm sanctified. I got the Holy Ghost, and I got an imagination, and I see him for who he is. He is my healer. He is my redeemer. He is my king. He is my Lord. He's my savior. He's my strength, and he is my strength in the weak place. Are you listening to what I'm saying? See, a lot of people today, they don't want that. See, Moses says, let me get to this scripture. Let me get to this scripture. Hallelujah. Moses says, by faith, Noah was warned of God of the things not seen as yet. And it says it was moved with fear, prepared in our. Do you not know that God showed Noah the rain before it even happened? He saw the vision of the rain. And because he knew God gave it to him, he went speedily around saying, it's going to rain. It's going to rain. And you know what the unbelievers did? They said, what are you talking about? We ain't never seen no rain. What in the world is rain? What are you talking about? All we knew was that God just, he just covered the earth with a mist. We ain't never seen no rain before. But Noah said, I seen the vision before it happened. He became the prophet of the age. I seen the rain coming. I seen it coming. I seen the earth opening up, and I seen it coming down. I mean, why don't you come to the ark? He warned them and warned them and warned them. And because they could not see it, they never received salvation.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
That's what's happening in the church.
Yes, Father.
Years and years and years. We should be just tired of living beneath the privilege of the King. He has given, now we don't deserve it. Let's just be real. Let's just be real careful. You are not bigger than he is. I'm not bigger than you, and we're not bigger than each other. But we live for the King, and he has given us all this. Why not take advantage of all the rights that he gave you? You got the inheritance. He said that you are joint heir with his word. How many say you believe his word, right?
Yes.
How many say you believe his word? You believe his word, right?
Yes.
Really? Then he said you're a joint heir with him. That means you got the same privileges as he do. We got the same privileges as our elder brother.
Yes.
I got a joint heir with him. I'm doing all right. I know that God is doing something. He's doing something right now inside my life. Faith isn't something they spoke for in the evidence of that seed. All I got to do is see it in my heart, and God will perform it in the natural if I can hook up with him.
Hallelujah.
Now listen, I'm reading this and I was getting a little excited like something. I'm reading through this and it says that by faith Noah was warned of God, things not seen as yet move with fear.
Yeah.
Notice what it says. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place where he should, after receiving an inheritance, obeyed, went out not knowing where he went.
He obeyed
God's voice, not knowing where he was going, but he saw something. And when he saw something, God, he went after it with all his heart. All the doubters said, where are you going, Abraham? Where are you going? If his name was Abraham, he said, where are you going, Abraham? Well, I'm going somewhere. Where are you going? I don't know. I just saw some place I'm going. I don't know where it's at. I don't know, but I just know I'm going. Why? You're foolish. What do you mean I'm foolish? Well, you should stay here because all of us are here. We got everything. Well, no, I heard a voice. I heard a word. I can't stay here if I didn't hear a word. I got to go because I heard a word. I heard a word that says leave here, pack up your stuff, and go. And some of you need to pack your stuff up out of the situation and you need to leave your situation and come into the God reality of the dreams and the vision that God gave to you. Why do you think God gave you dreams? Why do you think God gave you vision? You think that you're just some kind of a psychological profile because you make some ribs? Sometimes that might be the case. But guess what? God said that I gave you a vision that you can walk after that you can be led down the pathway. He says, order my, you should all say, order my steps, Lord. For my steps are ordered by the Lord. If I can allow the Lord to order my steps, I'll go to my destiny because I'll see it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. This is just so good. It just gets so good. It just gets so good. Now, notice what it says. It says, "By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as a stranger, strange country, dwelling in the tabernacle with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise." They all saw the same thing. Now, notice this is what this got me. It said, "For he looked for a city which had foundation, whose builder and maker is God." I mean, he saw something and he said that this has got to be God. It's got a foundation on it, and the builder has got to be God, because I've never seen anything like this before.
Hallelujah.
I've never seen anything like it before. I've never seen one hanging like that before. I mean, just really think about it. I've never seen anything like that before. I mean, many of them said, "We haven't seen anything like that before." Some of you are called to preach. You've never seen that before. Some of you are called to do this and do that. You've never seen that before. Some of you are called to lay hands on the sick, and you haven't seen it before. You saw it over here, but when you look over here, ain't nothing happening.
That's because
you didn't accept it by faith. Let's just be really honest about it. You don't believe God.
That's it. God.
That might hit you right in the face.
Yes.
Amen.
You don't believe God.
Amen.
That's just bottom line. Now, you can sit there and survive and you know, do all the theology on it that you want to. But God is not so difficult that you don't understand him. Is either nay or yay.
Yes.
Either you trust him or you don't trust him.
That's right.
Either he's a healer or he's not healer. Either he's king or not king. Is he a Lord or he's not Lord? You need to understand that. I need to understand that. You understand what I'm saying? Come on, lift your hands up and just give him praise right now. Come on, give him something to cherish. Give him something to worship. Worship for just a little bit right now. I just feel like you just need to worship the Lord right now. Come on, let's worship him right now. Just worship him right now in the name of Jesus. See him as he is. See him as Lord. See him as the dreams that you have had and you're going to come to pass. See the visions of the King as God will bring those things to you. See them. Lord, open my eyes to see. Lord, open my heart to be a receiver of the vision. Open my heart to receive. Some of you here right now, man, there are things that God has for you, and you have not, you've seen them, but now you have denied the vision. A number of imagination is calling in 2 Corinthians chapter number 10 says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And the reason King James, it says casting down, or in the New King James Version, it says casting down arguments or casting down visions or imaginations. See, there's an imagination that the enemy has placed in your heart against the imagination that God has given you, the birth into this reality. You see, everything that is that you see that comes from God, notice what I said, comes from God, is enabled to be birthed in this realm. There's some of you that God has ordained to supply ministry with funds and everything like that. There's some of you that God has given you regions, and some of you that God has given you places and things that he has given you to, so that you can walk into the thing that God has ordained for you. Some of you have been ordained to walk into the supernatural realm.
Yes, yes.
God has ordained that for some of you. But you saw the vision, but you denied the vision because there was a false imagination that came up and opposed itself against what God gave you. But right now the word says, cast down those imaginations. Capture those imaginations and bring it into captivity. What it means is, take that lie that the enemy has told and turn it into truth by allowing the word to come into your heart so much so that you see the visions of God to the point he says, "I know in whom I believe," and what his word says is true, and then come into alignment with it, and then watch God begin to work it out. Watch God begin to work it. You see, let me tell you something, and everybody, just lift your hands up and say, "Father, I thank you. You're great, you're merciful, and you're kind. You've shown us visions, and we left all those things behind. I'm going to my future, I'm going to my destiny. that you promised me, Lord. You promised me, and I see your visions. Because I can see. See, when you close your eyes, the vision that God gives you, somebody in God is giving you a vision right now. And when you close your eyes, you can see with your spiritual eye that it's true. You see, it's true. And then you got to come into agreement with it in order for God to begin to orchestrate what's going on in your life. You need to cast down those doubts and those unbeliefs.